since 1991.
Who? Easy for me to say. When it comes to that Northwest Delta flight on Christmas Day, everybody's still jawing about it, and of course we are. Do you think your government can fully protect you? Let's see. It didn't take me long to think about it, and now once again dropping the ball constantly in the wake of what happened in 9/11. How does this continue to evolve and go in the opposite direction? How can you not do the terror checks on the watch list that you know that you should be doing? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, does it? And of course, it raises the hackles of so many when you even dare to suggest that the government can't guarantee our safety. You have the president who's off surfing in Hawaii, taking his vacation, finally reacting days later to what could have been the worst disaster since 9/11, which I don't understand why. Hey, I get that he needs a vacation, and we know all the jokes about George Bush and Crawford, Texas. But literally, there's no question. If you go back and you look at some of the thwarted attempts and things that have bubbled up since then, this has to be the worst. Listen, this 23-year-old kid who didn't really know what he was doing had the detonating device. It didn't work. It caught fire. If it had worked, probably everybody on the plane could have been killed. Certainly a good majority of them would have been. So Flight 253, that bombing incident, is doing a lot of things, including the possibility of getting rid of some of our liberties. And that's the scary part. Where is the line in the sand? Where does it go from here at this point? We are a nation filled with incompetency when it comes to the key agencies. I mean, how could the father of this kid have gone to an embassy, talked about being worried that his son was radicalized, blah, 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 made several phone calls, gave all the information over, and yet nothing was done. There was red flags all over the place. Hello, knock, knock, who's home? One-way ticket paid in cash. You just got to believe that more than one head should roll in this case. And what does it tell you when nobody is fired? Here's the first person that I would ask, the Homeland Security Director, Janet Napolitano, who is more like a deer in the headlights. Here's the latest of what she had to say, which is much different than we heard on some of the Sunday shows.
With all of the procedures we now have in place, now we've instituted new procedures moving forward, and we were able immediately upon the passengers apprehending this individual to institute procedures for even for the planes that were already in the air so that moving forward we could provide additional safety in the air environment. But we need to go back now, and the president has asked us to do a thorough review. These are procedures that have been in place since the shoe bomber in 2006. What needs to be updated, improved, upgraded to see that this doesn't happen again? That's a phrase taken out of context. What I said is moving forward, meaning once the incident happened, we were able to immediately notify the 128 flights in the air, as well as airports on the ground domestically, internationally, our law enforcement partners, our other allies, institute immediate safety procedures to make sure that this could not happen on other flights and that people were watching out for it on other flights, even as we focused on what went wrong prior to this one.
All right, so you just heard of all of that, which is the opposite of what originally was said on Sunday, that all the checks were there, everything was done, etc. But obviously it wasn't, because you have folks who have screeners who have access to the database, but they don't use it. And in this case, what they're saying in Amsterdam is, look, don't blame us, because you cleared them. You cleared the passenger list for that flight that was coming into your country. You said it was fine. Abdullah Matalib was on board right? And so this is what's interesting. You have so many people that are, we keep rolling back. We have to blame for what happened the last 8 years. Go backwards. You know, so moving forward, what happened with this administration and their decision to handle this situation the way they're handling it right now? They're not handling it right. There should be some people that should have been fired. The president should have come out a lot stronger than he did. He should have come out a lot sooner than he did. It's time to take the gloves off. It's time for that big old wake-up call, America. I mean, are there just assumptions flying around all over the place? Do they really check the incoming lists? Do they just work on that thought that the government is doing the job, so it's okay? You know, here's the thing. You look at the TSA screeners, right? And you know you look at these screeners, and are they following the rules that they're supposed to be following? I mean, are these people really the best people that we have to screen people that are coming, especially from international flights? Of course not. There are people that are way better that could spot someone probably in a second. Their radar would go off. But you know, check passenger bags are supposed to be checked by X-ray. How many times have I not had my bag X-rayed, and then other times I've had it X-rayed? I mean, actually, that has happened to me. So I don't understand it. There's certainly airport security leaves an incredible amount to be desired in this country. And part of the reason why is we don't want to offend passengers. We don't want to do anything that would be deemed profiling. We cannot have that. Other countries do it. Trust me. Have you ever been out of these borders? Has it ever happened to you? Of course it has if you've been out of the country. I don't know. So what I would just say is travel at your own risk. I mean, honestly, there is no way that 100% across the board, any government, I don't care who it is, could guarantee your safety. Of course. I'll stand by that. I said that a couple of days ago. But aren't we shooting for something a little higher than below 50%? You know, you have these federal agencies, what, riddled with boobs? What are they getting paid? What are they making to be the best of the best that go through these security measures supposedly in place since 9/11? That's a long time. You know, if you had that much time to learn the system, wouldn't you have it down with whatever you do? Mark doing the train thing in New York? Others running trucking companies that listen to this show? Others who are professors? How long do you have before you would just be cut off at the knees? That's what has to happen. If they're serious about being serious about the security of people in the United States without taking away liberties, because there is a way to do that, then some people, very incompetent people, would be fired. Hey, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load big time. You're probably saying, oh, thank goodness she's going to get off of it. She's going to stop talking about that. So here's the number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. We got the last football game in the NFL of the regular season, so we're going to play a little nail to score. Hope many of you are around so you can participate. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, here we go. This is a big one. Boy, I hope a lot of you are around to check this out. That'd be great. Because it is our final one of the season, and unless you include the playoffs. So ultimately, let me get to it. Can we get the computer out and let that puppy roll? Ah, sweet. What a way to go out. The Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. In 4 days and 13 hours, the Eagles will be coming to town to take on the Dallas Cowboys. And this is for the NFC East title, and it would have playoff implications. Its kickoff is 4:15 in the afternoon at Cowboys Stadium. So 4:15 Eastern time. You get the drill here. All you have to do is give us a jingle and let us know what you think, who's going to win, and what you think the final score will be. All right, I'm going to pick this is a tough one because, honestly, my true thoughts are that the Cowboys cannot beat the Eagles three times. They beat them the first time, and I think some of that was stupidity on the Eagles' part. But I don't think they beat them three times, which means they might win this game, and then they go into the playoff game. I think the Eagles could beat the Cowboys two more times, even though they lost the first one. But still, I'm going to pick the Eagles in this one, and I say the Eagles win this one 27-24. I think it's going to be close, just like their last game against Denver was. David Akers is so steady with a foot. He comes in handy, especially when games are on the line. And I think a field goal, he's a guy who's going to give them a key field goal or two. So my man Akers will come through, and I think Donovan McNabb will have a good game as well. Matt, what do you think?
Well, being that I need the Cowboys to win so the Vikings can secure home field advantage for the second round here, my pick has been compromised because I need to pick the Cowboys, so I'm going to go with that. No no dignity here. Just straight fan legion towards the Vikings. I'm going to go 24-17 Cowboys.
All right, so Matt is hoping that that'll happen. I'm hoping the Eagles win for the very same reason. I want them to get home field advantage, win the East, et cetera. So it's a game with a lot on the line, certainly. And Matt gave you the other side of that coin. There are a lot of implications for other teams as to what happens with this Philadelphia Cowboy game. It's interesting. The Vikings are 11-4. I mentioned them earlier with Brett Favre, who has almost 3,900 yards on the season. And, of course, they're playing the Giants. What a crappy season it's been for the Giants. I mean, they can forget it. But for the Vikings, there's something about they need a pummel game. They need to just squash the Giants, just like the Giants were squashed the week before, I think. But that game in Dallas, they'll have their eyes there because they're playing an early game. So their game should be wrapped up by the time the other one kicks off. And then, of course, they can hang out and or run home and watch the tail end of it. And trust me, even when players say they don't do that, that's not true. They do. They keep their eyes. It's just like golfers. They watch the scoreboard, the leaderboard, to see who's where. All right, Jana in Iowa. You get the first crack at this, Jana.
Okay. I'm going to have to go with the Cowboys, Kate.
Ugh.
And, you know, I'm a Viking fan. What can I say?
Right.
And I'm going to go for it to be real close, 21-20.
Woo, 21-20. That's a good score. We've seen that pop up before. So Jana's predicting the Cowboys. I know you're going to be kicking back with some eggnog that's left over, and you're going to be watching the game, right?
Yep, you got that.
Good for you, Jana. Thanks.
And Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
You too. Chris in Connecticut, it's your shot at this. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kay. How you doing?
Good. How cold is it in Connecticut?
It's about 16.
16. That's pretty cold, but, you know, still not as cold as those in the single digits. What do you think is going to happen?
I think it's Dallas, 27-17.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, 27-17. Just a little bit higher than Matt's score for the Cowboys. All right, you're a traitor to me, Chris, but
I usually pick Philadelphia. I'm going to switch this time to see what happens.
All right. You just want to win the prizes. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too. Okay, so we're rolling here on Nail the Score. Two women leading off the pack. How about that? 800-259-5791. I hope everybody does not call up and pick the Cowboys. Tom in Kansas, it's your crack at it.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Well, I got 11 right last week. So for the last 6 weeks, I'm still a little above 70%.
Woohoo! What a percentage.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, I do have Minnesota picked to beat the Giants by 4.
I agree with you.
But that's not the game of the week here. Philadelphia 23, Dallas 21.
Ooh, okay, 23-21, Philadelphia. Tom, I hope you're right. I want to see my Eagles soar. Thanks. You have a great New Year.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Clarence is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Clarence, I love it. First Kentucky guy on this time around. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. I bet right now, are you in the parking lot in your car?
Yes.
Oh, I know. You don't
think about it. Think about it. Everyone's gone home for the holidays.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in the parking lot by myself.
Oh, that's okay. Solitude's a good thing, my man. Who do you like in this one, the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Well, I tell you, you know, my score hit last week, 27-20, but it was the wrong game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going 27-20. Cowboys.
27-20 Cowboys. Ugh. Where's the boo from those people in Minnesota? Even Clarence. My pal Clarence, who I think has probably got the greatest personality. He just delivers those lines. Clarence, have a good one. Happy New Year. Oh, he plays the applause.
You too.
Play the applause. Do you have a live studio audience there? What do you think this is? Yes, this is Jimmy Fallon show.
All the Vikings fans cheering for the Cowboys.
I can't wait to visit those studios in Minneapolis. Yes. Edna is listening to us in Kansas. I'm just thinking she's going to say 22-17.
Yeah, that's right. Cowboys.
Oh, you buy the Cowboys, Edna. She picked the Cowboys. All right, Edna, you could be right. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Okay, I love that. It's like playing the lottery, as I say that. And she picks the same numbers every single week. Okay, there are people that send us emails because they're working or they don't feel like jumping on the phone lines or for whatever reason, and that's good. Because I say that you can do it the snail mail way only till the top of the hour, however. So if you want to nail the score and you can't jump on the phone lines, it is americatonight.net. Trey in Kentucky. Hello, Trey.
Hey, Kate. What did Matt pick?
Matt picked the boys 24-17.
All right, same score, opposite team.
24-17, Eagles.
Yep.
I love it. Now you're my favorite. Can I have some applause for Trey?
I appreciate that.
Do you hear that? They're booing you. Oh, that is so bad.
All right, thanks, Kate.
All right, thank you. These bitter Vikings people, I don't get it. I thought people from Minnesota, in my book, were grade A. Top of the list, top of the heap, even before my connection to Minneapolis. I'd gone to Minnesota twice and had a great time and thought the people were awesome. But slowly but surely, with the studio audience, you guys are killing me. What happened? What happened to that Fargo-like charm that I noticed when I was either in a big city or even in the small towns? We're starting to get some that are trickling in through the email way. Here's one from BBK. BBK saying, Kate, I feel sorry for you. I don't understand why all these people are picking the Cowboys. What were they thinking? I think the Eagles win this. I liked your explanation. The Eagles won't be beaten by the Cowboys three times. They already lost the first one. So I think it is Philadelphia's turn. And I think the final score is going to be 28-19, Philadelphia. 28-19. All right, coming up on the flip side, we'll take some more. You got the number. Jingle it. We'll go to you, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Now there was a time when you know it's over. I couldn't.
All right, if you just tuned in and you're waiting for me to pound Janet Napolitano to the ground. I've already done that. I've done that the last 3 hours, 2 hours of America Tonight, and the 3 hours the day before, etc. She's the first one that has to go, but she won't. She'll stay there, even though there's constant changing of information and disinformation and whatever. So we're not talking politics right now. We're having some fun with this Nail the Score thing. And Nail the Score is the Philadelphia Eagles visiting the Dallas Cowboys in a very big game with lots of implications, especially for the two teams on the field. Whoever wins this wins the NFC East. For the Cowboys, it would be huge because there they are in Jerry World with a billion-dollar stadium, everybody watching it, etc., and shaking off the whole December blues. They've won two games now in December, and it would just be the tip of the iceberg for them. And then, of course, hosting the playoff game. The Eagles want to host the playoff game, and they want to win the NFC East, so they have their own reasons why. I'm picking my hometown team of Philadelphia, 27-24. So far, most who have called the show are picking the Cowboys. Mark in New York said Dallas, 28-21. Oh, you guys are killing me with those predictions. So let's go out to, how about this? We need some applause for Christina in Sweden. Hey, Christina, how are you? Sweet. What's it like in Sweden right now?
Well, I can hear you.
What's the weather like in Sweden right now?
Okay, well, it's 8:30 in the morning, and it's minus 20 Celsius, so that's about 23 Fahrenheit, right? About that?
Wow. Wow.
And I put it snow.
I got a note from you. I was so excited because we have people listening in Spain and other places, and I think it's very cool that you're in Sweden. Can you speak Swedish?
Yeah, I speak Swedish. I've been living here 30 years.
30 years. Can you say good morning to us in Swedish?
God morgon.
God morgon. God morgon.
Yeah, god morgon.
I like that. Excellent. I love that you called us. Who do you like? Please tell me you
like
Philadelphia.
17-14 Dallas. I think it's going to be a real tight game.
17-14 Dallas. Okay, so here's the thing, Christina. If you win, Matt Johnson, who you probably just talked to, has volunteered to fly to Sweden to deliver your prize.
With the Johnson, he has Scandinavian blood in him.
That's right. I'm sure he does. Especially, you know how that goes in Minnesota, you know.
I have a lot of relatives in that came from my grandfather. He went to Minnesota when he first came from Sweden in 1900.
How about that? And you've been there for 30 years, so...
I married a Swede, right.
You married a Swede, so you moved from the United States. Where were you living in the U.S. before you moved to Sweden?
I was living in Los Angeles.
Wow, that's a big change. L.A.
Really?
Sweden.
Really? Not seeing snow, not learning how to walk on ice. Yeah, really.
Good for you. It sounds like you're enjoying living there. And, you know, one of my favorite all-time crushes is from Sweden. When I was a little girl, I used to watch Bjorn Borg play tennis. And then as an adult, when I was doing sports, I had a chance to meet him, and I thought I was going to melt on the ground. So I have a place in my heart for Swedes after that. Christina, thanks. We appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
8:30 in the morning in Sweden. All right, Clifford is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Clifford.
Good morning, Kate. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Who do you like?
I think it's going to be Philadelphia at
28-17, Philadelphia. I love it. Can we have some applause for Clifford, please? If he's on my side. He just knows you get the best cheesesteaks in Philly. Faye is listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Faye.
Hi, Kate. Listen, I'm going to have to go for the Cowboys this time.
Oh, disappointing me.
Oh, I know.
Hey, let me ask you a question before you give me your score. And I've been to Kentucky a bunch. People are same thing, like I said, with used to be with Minnesota for me. The people are the salt of the earth in that state. But one thing I could never find very much of, so I'm wondering if it was just me and the place I was eating. Do you have any hush puppies in Kentucky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get very many puppies.
Yeah.
More in North Carolina, not as many. What would you say is the, food-wise, is the staple in Kentucky?
Oh, I don't know. Probably more like... maybe fried chicken, something like that.
Ooh,
you know?
Fried chicken. All right, boasting of good fried chicken.
Or
that's
chicken
a good
and
thing.
Dumplings.
Ooh, chicken and dumplings sounds good.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you like the Cowboys. What do you think the score is going to be?
31-27.
All right, Faye, you are locked and loaded. Thank you.
All right, dear.
All right, you have a good one. Fried chicken. What are they known for in Minnesota, Matt? What's Minnesota famous for?
Casseroles and lutefisks.
Lutefisks? What are lutefisks? What's a lutefisk?
It's some nasty fish that comes it's a Norwegian type tradition.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had it. My dad has had it, but not me. So.
That's not it. There's got to be something better than that. Yeah, you know, like Texas barbecue, Philadelphia cheese steaks, New York pizza.
I don't know. We got the Juicy Lucy, I guess.
I think we talked about that before. That's a sandwich?
It's a hamburger, but instead of having the cheese on top of the burger, it's inside of the meat.
Mm.
You got to watch out because it's scorching hot, too, and if you take a bite into it too quickly, it'll melt your tongue.
Really? So, okay, so you get those are the ideas, you let it cool off. Can you get it at a fast food restaurant or no?
There's a lot of bars and some restaurants will have it. Most famous one is Matt's Bar, but it's not my bar, unfortunately.
Matt's Bar. All right, so we're writing that down. We got to remember that the Juicy Lucy. I remember we talked about burgers before. Very good. You can weigh in on nailing the score by calling these digits 800-259-9231. 5791, 800-259-5791, or shooting us an email at americatonight.net. I realize a lot of people are off. It's the holidays, and who knows if everybody's up. I am getting a lot of emails, but that was tremendous that we had Christina call us from Sweden. You have to love that. And then the fact that she was in L.A. Now, L.A., I don't even know what L.A. is famous for food-wise. I would have to say, you know what I would have to say? Maybe fast food. Maybe there's a good place called Fat Burger or In-N-Out Burgers, and those are two fast food places, so there might be something else in between, but that's what I would probably say. All right, here's one from John Jay. John Jay, hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while now. As you know, I email occasionally. Heard this nail the score thing, thought I would throw in my two cents, as you like to say, and I think it's going to be the Eagles. I agree with you, only I think the score is going to be really, really high, and it'll be 38-27. All right, 38-27, the Eagles. Thank you very much. AmericaTonight.net or jingle the numbers. Boy, I can't believe that we're on to game 17. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. It's been a weird NFL season. But, I mean, weird in the sense that the usual suspects have hung around. But really, honestly, it could be an interesting Super Bowl. It might be a surprising Super Bowl, let's say that. I mean, we almost pretty much gave it to the Saints to be there. But I'm not sold on the Saints now recently. And we'll see what happens with the Vikings, of course. Philadelphia could be the wild card in this one. I saw a couple of ex-football players, you know, that usually they're doing a lot of the commentary or analysis, probably a better way to put it, on ESPN or Fox, and a lot, well, I'll say two ex-football players both picked Philadelphia to go all the way because they felt like, at least to get to the Super Bowl, because they felt like finally this was their year after bungling it up last year against Arizona, making it into the playoffs, but not doing anything once they got there. So, and they announced the Pro Bowl selections. You had 8 Vikings and 6 Colts. That was the big news, dominating the Pro Bowl teams. Then you had a couple of other crazy things that I wanted to mention because we haven't, you know, we do sports shorts and we mix it in between, but we haven't touched too much of that. There's been so much politically going on that, of course, infuriates all of us. But there's a story that I wanted to mention quickly here, and this is the perfect place to do it. And it's getting a lot of headlines where our little satellite studio happens to be located. But Mike Leach, the lawyer for Mike Leach, is saying that the Texas Tech coach didn't do anything wrong in how he treated a player with a mild concussion. Now, if you hadn't heard this, Leach is seeking a court's help to allow him to coach in the Alamo Bowl on January 2nd. Here's what they did. The university suspended Leach on Monday, while the school is investigating a complaint from the receiver in question, a guy named Adam James and his family. James is the son of former NFL player Craig James. You see him all the time on the tube if you're a sports fan, because he does the college thing. He's a TV sports analyst for ESPN. And what they're saying is that his son was twice forced to stand in a small, dark place while the team practiced. Wow. And so apparently Leach is saying that he postponed a meeting related to the injury, the concussion thing, refused to sign a letter saying no one injured would be returned to work without doctor's permission, and all this other sort of stuff. So Leach is really in the thick of this in Lubbock, and they've got a hearing set for Wednesday morning. Wow. I just have a bad feeling about this. I don't think he's going to be coaching in the Alamo Bowl. Hang with us. More to come.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Not a lot of money left, so they had a warm-up band with no singer. Ah, there's the tune. Pretty good. Matt, who is this? Everybody across America and Sweden needs to know.
This is Breakastro.
Who is it?
Breakastro.
All right. Pretty good. All right, you can still nail the score, but you got to hurry up and do it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, we have Dave in Vermont. He says, good morning, Kate. Cowboys 35-28. Nobody has that 35-28. So, Dave in Vermont, you own it. Love it. 35-28. Don't love the Cowboy pick, but love the fact that he got his first pick. Let's see. We got a couple more here. Here's one from Krillster. Krillster says, I got to go with the Cowboys all the way. What are you thinking, Kate? Come on, you know better than that. is in your studio somewhere in Dallas. Dallas Cowboys all the way. I think the Cowboys score 38 points, so I like them 38-17. Wow, 38-17.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Yeah. How about them Cowboys? All right, here's another one. Here's another one that we're going to put in the books from Dennis. And Dennis is listening to us in Texas. Must be KJCE. Dennis says, hey, Kate, I absolutely love the Philadelphia Eagles. Does that make you happy? Let's hear some reaction from the studio, as you like to say. Any reaction from the studio? Oh, just there on cue. All right, 26-18. 26-18. How about that? All right, nailing the score. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do it at americatonight.net or, again, by jiggling the digits. Jiggling, that's a weird word. By dialing the digits, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hey, we'll still take some of those calls, but we don't do entertainment news too often on the show. We just mention it, you know, because there's always so much crap in the from the entertainment world. I call them the scummerazzi. They're all over the place tracking down what's every little thing that's going on with the celebrities, whether it's exaggerated or not. But I don't think that Charlie Sheen and his wife deal was exaggerated, because it was an odd story that broke during the Christmas holidays. And you know, when you get these 911 calls, and there are so many famous ones, probably the most famous is the Alec Baldwin call when he was screaming, and it was about his screaming in the phone, leaving a message for his daughter, and I'm sure he cringed when that was played all over the world. Well, this one is starting to get a little bit of airplay anyway, and I thought we would roll it for you, just to give you an idea of what happened in Charlie Sheen's life with his wife in Colorado. I think we have that 911 call. Matt, can we roll it?
911, what's the address of the emergency? Tell me again one more time so I get it right. Is that a business residence or an apartment?
Residence and domestic abuse.
Okay, what's the phone number that you're calling me from? Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
You know, my husband had me with a knife, and I was scared for my life, and he threatened me.
Okay, are you guys separated right now?
Yeah, right now we have people that are separating us, but I have to file the report. Or
are there other people there? Does he still have the knife?
Yeah, he still does, but there's other people here.
Who are the other people that are there?
I have people here. My family is here, but right now if I don't file this, I need to file it right now.
Okay, where is he with the knife?
He's in the other room.
Okay, is someone in the room with him?
Yes.
Who is he with?
He's with somebody tacking to leave, but if I don't file the report, he had no.
Okay, I understand, and I'm sending officers to help you. I just need some information. Does he have any other weapons?
No.
Okay, which room is he in? When the officers enter the house, which room will he be in?
In the bathroom.
And which room are you in?
In the kitchen. I thought I was going to die for 1 hour.
Okay, what's your name?
Brooke.
And what's your husband's name?
It's Charlie Sheen. I got to file the support.
Okay, I understand. Okay, and how many other people are there with you, Brooke?
I have other people here that are in between.
Okay, hold on just 1 second for me, Brooke. I'll be right back. Do not hang up.
Okay. No.
Wow, so the trouble continues for Charlie Sheen. You know, this is why I played this. It's so strange. Remember back in, I want to say it was like early 1990s, he shot his fiancée, Kelly Preston, supposedly accidentally in the arm, and then that engagement was called off. There was the Heidi Fleiss debacle where he admitted to being a client of Heidi Fleiss's. And then he did this strange thing after that. He married a model. And then, of course, it wasn't very, it was like months later that they were divorced or separated or whatever. He was sued by a UCLA student who claimed that he hit her in the head after she refused to fool around with him, and that was settled out of court. So, boy, he's had a few things that are kind of slippery in his past. Yeah, obviously, problems with women, no doubt about that. And this is his latest row with his wife, who called. You could hear the call there, the 911 call, saying that he had a knife, that he was wielding a knife, and he was in jail for about 10 hours and is supposed to appear in court back in February. He's supposed to go back to Aspen, so he's free on bail, and he's supposed to be hiding out back in Los Angeles. So anyway, interesting, of all the celebrity things that have happened, probably Tiger Woods is the one who's breathing the big sigh of relief, because anytime anybody else can take his place in mainstream media celebrity gossip world, he's got to be happy about it. Isn't that crazy, Matt, the Charlie Sheen thing?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous, especially given, I don't know, all of his past stuff, that he'd still be so nutty. And he's finally got his career going. He's got the Two and a Half Men show.
Right.
He's got the Hanes commercials with Michael Jordan. And it's like he just doesn't want to be a success.
I agree with you. I don't understand. I mean, if you're him, why even hook up with, why even marry any more women?
I know, he's... Maybe he's going for the record. Maybe he's going for the Liz Taylor record.
Yeah, but it's hard to make some of these things go away, especially once she picked up the phone and did the 911 thing. You know, the more that he has a knife, all this stuff. I mean, probably this will go away. But this marriage is going to go away. So now that's after the Denise Richards thing. And I don't know how many kids he has now. Probably like six.
Yeah, I have no idea, thankfully. I don't know that much about Charlie Sheen's life. But
I agree. Just another celebrity scandal from 2009 to add to the pile before we say goodbye to this year and move forward to the next one, right? Oh, my, oh, my. All right, so we have a couple of other nail-the-score guesses, and good luck to everybody who played. This one from Haley. Haley likes the Dallas Cowboys, likes the Cowboys to win it 16-10. Also, we've got this one from David. David listening to us, courtesy of WVTM, and he says he likes the Cowboys as well. The score, though, a little strange, 10-7, but hey, the Cowboys have had many scoreless quarters. Maybe defense steps up big for both teams. I'm sure we'll all be watching on Sunday. I know I'll be glued to the tube. Again, good luck to everybody. I hope we have a winner in this version of Nail the Score.
All right, keep your son about your beloved Eagles.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
Where's the T.O. show right now?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
I love how intense you guys are about your Vikings.
Can't miss the Vikes game. Twin City.
What about Brett Favre?
Bruh.